like to crash my bicycle.
It's Thursday, and I'm Jack.
And I'm drunk.
I'm not drunk.
No, I was drunk. I'm not drunk.
Oh, your first sip of your first beer.
I thought we had Jamin in the room for a minute.
Why do girls hate me?
Oh, come on. He doesn't even say that anymore.
Now that he has a girlfriend,
he's in a relationship, and it's awesome. So yeah, with me as always, Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Not as always with me, but yeah.
Often with you as often.
With me as often.
Xenophobe is locked deep in the caverns of Serpent Shrine.
Caverns of Serpent Shrine. Fucking World of Warcraft, man. Just steals people's lives, man.
I screwed up. I should have never tried to get him to play the game.
We're a little low in the usual hum, says KMD. Man, Riff's still drowning in root beer.
Yeah, ugh.
For fun, he decided to drink it into his lungs.
Yeah, don't mix up those tubes, kids.
Wait, we're low on hum?
We're a little low, and we have some hum.
Oh, I was going to add some extra.
I can crank the volume up a little bit, and I will do so. Plus 2 decibels. We went to this place last night to see a punk rock show.
And no, we did not.
No, we went to see a different show, but there was a punk rock opening band that was just about 3 times as loud as it needed to be.
Yeah.
Would have been a good show. They sounded talented, and
they played capably, and they were entertaining.
They were entertaining and competently. And then Hot Stuff made fun of me for telling. So it's the pretentious artist's fiance's brother is in this band, and he made fun of me for describing the show as entertaining and competently executed. And that's what I felt. You know, that was how the music made my heart feel. That it was entertaining and competently executed. But yeah, I don't know. I guess that was low praise.
It wasn't. It was. I mean, you made the point that it was actually, you know, from a very subjective, not subjective, from a very objective point of view, it was, you know, meaningful actual feedback and praise, right? But it just sounded so technical and so
clinical.
Yeah, clinical. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. It was more meaningful than when I said he was smoking, but at the same time, I think he responded to that better.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, people respond to things that don't mean anything better than they respond to truth. I don't know. I like the band. Oh, man, you guys fucking rocked my balls off.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys rocked my balls off, and that's why I sound like this now. But they didn't actually rock my balls off. They did play an entertaining and competently executed show.
I mean, do you think it was because it was not a music style that you would have sought out? Like, you appreciated it, but it wasn't something that you were like... It was sort of this weird... It's sort of a weird band, because it's sort of funk blues with, like, rock overtones. It's strange. A bunch of, like, really alternative instruments, like...
That some sort of box with skin on it, and
yeah,
some sort of jar with some beads on it, and
a bunch of some maraca action and a tambourine. It was a lot. Some, like, the hardest core tambourine playing I've ever seen in my life.
He was into it.
He was very into it.
We have a ton of questions, so I think we can just burn through a bunch really quick.
What?
Ignore the bad ones.
Cool. What?
Jimmy the Basher says, are there going to be more than one item of the month in 1 month? No, with the exception of, like, an
October.
Iceberg. Oh, yeah, October.
October is the anniversary of the store.
So we'll get new two familiar Mr. Accessories. I mean, two Mr. Accessory familiars. No, actually, they're two familiar. We're going to have a special deal in Mr. Store where you can trade any two familiars for a Mr. Accessory.
That's going to go over real well.
Yeah. We're not really. Gizal says, the image for a female character wearing a bounty hunting rig is broken no longer. It's fixed.
Wow. That was fast.
Bodhis Aniwi says, did you change the enchantment of the icicle? If not, are you going to? I'm a bit sad that I don't really need them anymore. You know, I don't know. I think that the conclusion that we came to last time we talked about this is that I would pretty much be okay removing the turn requirement and replacing it with just a damage requirement to change forms on the items.
Since they are somewhat less useful.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, okay. I don't actually believe that any of them were deprecated by new content. Some of them were, their functionality was duplicated in an item that is harder to get and or has a higher equip requirement. So
requirement is not are kind of one way that they will potentially probably always be useful.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've sort of forgotten the specifics of that discussion. But you know, some good points were made, some points that I don't think are particularly good were made. And
how about if it heals you every time you change its form?
Ooh. No. It cancels out damage done to you by the fire burglet.
Yeah. You have a special damage counter for fire burglet damage and special. Yep. Yeah. That'd be great.
Wonder Sherl says, finishing the first part of my epic weapon did not unlock the funhouse, and I thought you ought to know. Something is wrong. It's like a namespace problem, and something is stepping on what class you are.
You know, it might be a MySpace problem.
It might be a MySpace problem or a MyFace problem.
The workaround for that bug, if you're listening, is
to log, in,
to log out and log back in.
Also, the workaround for the bug where you don't get every single wine to drop from the sommeliers is to log in and log. Apparently, if you log out and log back in, you get all six drops.
You can.
Yeah.
You can get up to. Because it's crushing that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. It needs to. There is one place where Subsnarflat is getting.
Is it the only place? What happens if you do it elsewhere that we use that?
it wouldn't matter because if you
still be locked into a single,
you'd still be locked into a single fight. Yeah, the only other place it's ever used is to determine which gremlins you get in each subzone of the junkyard, and once it's picked a monster, it doesn't matter if it gets reset.
Interesting. Although the adventure again link would probably
be using the adventure again link, it will correctly get set to one if it will get faked to one if it doesn't have any data.
Right, but that's not the same as last time necessarily.
No, but
cool.
I mean,
what I'm saying.
That's the thing. If you've fucked it up, adventure again doesn't need to be the same as last time. If last time was some bullshit data that you forced in there.
No. What I'm saying is, if you go somewhere, accidentally get logged out in the middle of a fight, come back.
You know, it's obnoxious, and the subzone thing shouldn't exist.
You were so excited by it.
No, I am excited by it. It's just that it creates all kinds of problems. It creates a lot of problems if you're adventuring by direct URL injection, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, or adventuring with script, and you know, it will never cause any problems for anybody if they just click on the things that the game gives you to click on.
The logging in, logging out thing is not a.
And logging out in the middle of a fight.
By accident.
Sure.
It happens. Cat pulled out my wireless card.
It does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Wonder Sherl, log out and log back in. Rickett says, so, speaking of things that you guys don't fix, the Wallaby sign. It only fires if you kill something in the initial page load with auto-attack, and auto-attack didn't exist when Ascension was implemented. That should have been fixed months ago, and I'm pretty sure that it was fixed months ago, and that Dev confirmed that it was fixed, so... Jade Dragon Piece says, did you ever get around to looking at the weirdness of the class ring / whatever the hippie thing is? I don't know what weirdness you're talking about. Lentimentalisks says, hey, Jick, you could just do a blanket disclaimer at the beginning of the film saying that unless otherwise stated, any product that is shown does not endorse KOL. And then Diabolico says, I'm not an expert on this, but I believe that half of product censoring in film is to avoid giving free advertisement, while the other half is to avoid litigation. They gonna sue you for advertising for that?
No, it's the litigation against being associated with something that they don't want to be associated with.
I see. So if you have like a movie about a rapist who wears a giant Coca-Cola shirt while he's raping things,
exactly, they could sue you for the association.
I see.
Which is frustrating, because screw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get rid of my Coke shirt. I mean.
My camera? I mean...
Di Vernon says, thanks for finally doing Tech Club Tattoo. Yeah. I figured it needed to be done before next con. Yeah. So it only took
We are so on the ball.
It only took me 51 weeks.
As long as the ball is rolling very, very slowly.
Madame Defarge says, any thoughts on having a bad moon channel? I think it would be great. I'm not against it.
Would you unlock it once, or would you have to be in bad mood?
Well, you could unlock it, but every time you want to talk, you have to do a hardcore run.
every
sentence you utter in there, you have to do another run.
But you get to choose which color among all the different shades of black that it can be.
Yeah. Zombie Invariable points out that the word underneath is misspelled in the Castle's Rare Adventure All the Rave. I fixed it.
Why are we reading these questions that are...
I don't want to tell people.
Oh, that you fixed stuff. That you fixed stuff.
Slapper Susan says, please ask Jake if there's a way I can trace the whereabouts of a friend's custom avatar. He ordered it 5 months ago and hasn't heard anything. That's thanks. I don't think that's true, yeah. The last person who said they had one that was 3 months old, I looked at it and it was 6 weeks old, and we're behind on those, but we're not that far behind, and it's... every day, custom avatars are being completed right now, so it's... It's getting there.
There's been a lot of real life stuff going on with cons and house movings and stuff.
Yeah. But you know, I've been back and blasting out the trivial updates
and the e-blasts. I ranted about this last week, right? I still hate them.
I don't know if it was on the radio or not.
It must have been.
It's the thing where an e-blast is an email that's sent to more than one person.
Yes.
I hate it.
I already hate it.
What a stupid term.
I had to respond. Where did I hear about? I bought some concert tickets the other day, and like, where did you hear about this? And the first response, there was like nothing that said email. It was e-blast. I was like, because I heard about it in an email. And that was the only way to say it. And I was like,
So you just didn't reply.
Like, screw you.
Actually, what I did is I wrote an angry letter about their pricing policy.
So e-blast is just another word for spam.
Mass email.
Mass email. Like sending somebody a letter about a really cool pool shot that you...
It's an email that you send, but then it spins around and comes back to you.
No. Sort of like an iBoomerang. Apple introduced that iBoomerang, but it sucked because they couldn't find a manufacturer for headphone cables long enough for you to keep listening to it throughout its entire trip from you to the, you know, severing the hand of your post-apocalyptic enemy back to your hand. I never really understood
how do you catch it if it was severed?
Was he wearing some kind of, like, I believe that the kid was wearing a glove made of fur, which...
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That fur is 10 times harder than that, you know, motorcycle madman's skin. LOTE says, why is the basement not just a bunch of hard battles? What are the reasons for the stat test? Seems like that takes the least thought to just buff up one stat, and yeah.
Where is that question?
Above the first flush before this point.
I don't see those. That doesn't help.
No. 9-3-19-12.
Okay. Alright, done.
I guess I scrolled down a lot.
Yeah, you skipped over a ton.
Sorry. Tiny Plastic Grimmy, I answered that already. Zmobi and Varial says, it's not that your guys' ideas are bad, it's that people are resistant to change. They build a niche around the system they get used to, and they don't want to change that. Yeah, we
you
know.
I really honestly appreciated that 10 things you liked about NS13 thread. You know?
I mean, it's...
I felt it was kind of like trying to make us happy, which, you know, it was. But it was interesting that a lot of the things that people complain about are on a bunch of other people's top 10 favorite things.
Right.
And, you know, that just goes to show that every design decision we make... That isn't just plain wrong. And a couple, you know, every now and then we screw something up, just totally. But
we don't.
Yes, we do.
We do not.
We do. Every now and then.
We're infallible.
Okay.
Especially Riff.
Especially when you're in the Pope chair. You know, with the chair with the Pope when he sits in it.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about that zero punctuation thing about how. What was he even talking about? Or like water would
real choices? Was it? It was around the time of real choices, but before that.
Anyway, he was just describing. Have you seen Zero Punctuation? Like The Escapist has hired this guy. He made a couple of videos on his website, and on the strength of those two videos,
I saw about that, but I haven't watched them yet.
They're fucking awesome.
Okay, really.
Hot Stuff described it perfectly. It's like Jarko writing game reviews making little movies about them, but. He was just basically talking about, like, as if water was somehow able to choose sides, and then it just showed this fishbowl with "fuck the Pope" in a word balloon above it as the visual aid for that. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah,
like you kind of got to watch him a couple of times because sometimes you'll miss something that he says reading something on the screen, or sometimes they go by way too fast.
In any case, every design decision we make is going to make some people happy and some people unhappy, you know? And
Pope chair. Everything makes everybody happy. Because we're infallible.
You know?
So it's what was that called again?
Carpenter's chair would be made out of wood.
Thanks. You have seated wisely.
I don't know. I mean, that's the... Jamaican Castle says, is the Nemesis quest ever going to be completed?
Yeah, hey,
is it Riff?
Well, we have to decide what we're going to do about the cave before the cave, I can get any further.
What do you mean? I like the cave.
Yeah.
Let's just mix it up some. I'm juggling.
I get
invisible ball. That Jick dropped last night at the concert. So great.
Right, mine. My invisible.
Balls dropped.
They could have dropped my. They could have rocked my invisible balls off. Oh man, there's an arcade at the venue.
Yeah.
And I played Hot Stuff just lost his quarter, the one game that he tried to play.
I get screwed over in Arcade all the time.
And then so I was playing the game that we were trying to play two-player by myself, and then I knocked over my beer, and he had to clean it up while I was playing. So it was really just, like, the worst possible night at the arcade for Hot Stuff. But before that, I went in and I played Ghosts and Goblins in the arcade, and I actually made it through the entire first level without getting killed.
Nice.
I know.
Without getting hit at all?
No, I got hit once, and then I got armor back at one of the little armor recharge stations. And then the second level, I made it to the boss on my first guy, but then didn't make it even halfway to the boss. And I guess I'd lost one guy before I made it. The boss of the second level is creatively just two of the boss from the first level.
Yeah. Nice.
And a little harder when you can't sneak up on it. Ghosts and Goblins AI is pretty bad. Like, you can get a lot of stuff just barely on the screen and just pump a lot of lances into it and it won't really start moving.
Right.
You know? So, it's... But then again, in a game that's that fucking hard, I don't feel the slightest bit bad about taking advantage of bad AI.
If only Alien Hominid worked the same way.
Oh my god. P4EL and I tried to play some of Alien Hominid.
Can you play cooperative?
At Comic-Con, and it just fucking kicked our asses.
Yeah, it's
the
really
Behemoth
really
game,
one.
The new one? Or
the Alien Hominid.
So that was at Comic-Con?
They had it playable at Comic-Con.
That's weird. Oh, at the Newgrounds booth?
Yeah. I bought it on Xbox Live. Even though I already had it for PS2. I bought it, the actual disc for PS2, but, like, the convenience of being able to just sit down on the thing that's already turned on because it's my DVD player and just load it without having to fish the disc out made it so it was worth buying the game twice to me. And
we met Dan Paladin and Tom Fulp at Comic-Con. I don't know if you were around. Mm-hmm. Dan Paladin's really nice. He came by our booth and talked about it. I guess he plays KOL.
Cool.
And chatted for a while, and we, like, he introduced us to a bunch of the other people at Newgrounds, and I was trying to talk to Tom, but he's a hard man to get through to. I don't know. I guess he's got a lot of people clamoring for his.
Have you tried contracting the son of a preacher man to reach him?
I don't know if that would work.
It's possible that the only man who could ever reach him is the son of a preacher man. Or you know, it's also possible that if he had a dollar bill for all the things he's done, there'd be a mountain of money right up to his chin, and so you should get a missionary man to mess with him.
What kind of position would that entail?
Reverse cowgirl. I guess it'd be a reverse cowboy.
Big Baby Sweets asked, what about Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I like
what about
Pabst
PBR?
Yeah, Pabst is like the only, pretty much the only beer that I will willingly drink.
Whoa, it's very watery. I mean,
it doesn't have that nasty aftertaste that every other beer I've ever tried has.
What did you think of Yuengling? Did you ever try that?
I don't recall.
Because you're up from, you spent some serious time.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh.
It's weird that you don't like Leff and the sort of Belgian sugar water beers like that, because to me those are not really beer. They're like, they're more like even Chimay, like it's beer, right? But it's like, it's sweeter than cider.
It's not so much the actual taste of the beer that I mind, so much as that bitter flavor that you're stuck with after you're done drinking it.
The Haas, that's just awesome. That's what I wish the entire world tasted like all the time.
God.
Maybe that's why you're so cheery and we're so bitter all the time.
That could be. Yeah. You're much happier than we are. LOTE, his question about the basement. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind if there was something like the basement that was just a bunch of hard battles that just kept ramping up in difficulty. That would be a different thing, you know. But, I mean, part of the deal with the basement is, you know, you're meant to have to come up with the resources to beat each challenge rather than, you know, buffing yourself to the gills and then being able to just power through 10 rooms in a row, right?
It's, like, it's meant to change things up on you.
Yeah.
You know. And, the idea is to make it a challenge. If you're not high enough level to just beat everything, then to require some resource usage. I mean,
yeah.
People use the simulators to get down deep in the basement.
That's true.
And that's kind of what they're kind of
what we were going for there.
Yeah.
Lentimentalist says, when you use a chef in the box from your campsite, there is no go back to campground link, only back to inventory. I was wondering why this is. Because I am bothered. Yeah,
tracking like, where you get it from.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be hard. I just have to have a get variable passed in with the link and then have it set... you know, in a, like a hidden form variable, so no matter how many times you used the cook field, it's still new to go back to your campground. I mean, I don't know if it should have both links or if it should only link back to where you came from. Show Player does that. The player profile knows where you got to it from under certain circumstances or something like that does. I don't remember. Maybe your character sheet. I don't remember. I know I definitely did that with one thing. I know it keeps track of where you came to it from. Armack quotes David Byrne, saying what I said. Only David Byrne said it when I was 6 years old. I don't like good singers because I don't believe what they're saying. Putineska says, I think it would be awesome if you answered some radio bugbear questions. Are there no questions? Don't make fun of me, Mr. Skullhead. Thoughts Debated said, how come Mr. A's are down to 4.1 million? Does this month's item of the month rub people the wrong way, or...
Rather rub...
I don't really think that it has anything to do with that. I think that Mr. A's have been in a pretty constant state of deflation, just like everything else, for quite a while.
I mean, they've been pretty stable at, like, 4.5 to 5. They'd sort of fluctuate. I think 4 is about as low as they've gotten in recent times, so it's just at a low ebb.
I don't know. I mean,
it's waning, and it will wax again.
I don't think that the price of Mr. A's in the mall is really that important an indicator of anything. I don't actually know.
I think that if you were to track the prices of everything, they would be lowering slightly because the meat supply is slightly climbing again over time. So, the raffle has ceased sucking as much.
We always talk about this, like how we would like to get rid of the old, just sort of, you know, hordes of bug meat that aren't ever going to be spent on anything.
Well, we have a decent plan for tracking that, but that has no bearing on the overall size of the economy getting larger. It would just give us a better idea of how much actual meat is.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I would like to know how much meat is coming in a week relative to the total meat supply, right? I mean, that...
I guess it just doesn't think
it's not a particularly... It's not a particularly meaningful stat. It's just interesting.
Yeah. That's true.
Fred Levi says, could we at least have a casual core leaderboard? I'm not interested, or I'm kind of interested in average run lengths. You don't need to list names. That's weird.
Oh, huh. So, like, just aggregate casual core data? I mean, does KOLDB do that?
KOLDB does that.
We should fund KOLDB.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, you should have put an evil gift shop in Hades with just the pre-ascension gift items. And the default gift package should be a burning brown paper bag with something smelly in it. Commibats and Hellions ideas, respectively. Pre-ascension gift items.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be like just the mug cake and...
I see. So that you could still send people gifts. I mean, what I'm probably going to do is just make it so when you go to the gift shop in Bad Moon, rather than just exiting when that script tries to execute, it will punt you to the back room with a message about how there was nobody in the front room.
That'd work, yeah.
And that'd be fine, I think. Like... Parafert says, do you have any ideas on how to fix the specials at Chase Nute? Now that there are level requirements for food, perhaps a price drop is in order? Is there a problem with the specials at Chase Nute? I don't know if there's like a serious problem. I don't know.
More specifics, polls.
Yeah. LOTE says, I would love something to do like play cards while in chat. I would think chat would just have the same problem with people just leaving, but it works out okay. Just don't let people be addition Oh, just don't. Okay, just don't let people bet too much. I mean, I don't know.
Wait, cards while in chat.
Like a card, like we
an adjunct card game.
Like a card, yeah, like a you know, a card game that you could play in the casino. And I just, you know, people.
What about a unified chat among all asymmetric games? Is that going to be?
I mean,
something that happens.
Like, you'd basically have to rewrite the KOL chat from the ground up to do that, and that's fine.
It's just that pain.
It could be better. It's going to be. I mean, I'd like to wait until there is another asymmetric game to really worry about that, you know, because it's anything we do now to try and.
No, I know, but I mean, like we've got some ideas on the horizon.
That's true. But I wonder,
because that would. I mean,
there are certain things that we'd have to sort of abstract out. I'm very much against people having to create an asymmetric games account and then having a bunch of accounts for individual games under that.
Uh-huh.
And if we can't figure out a way to do it without forcing people to do that, then I just don't want to do it.
You could have a unified, just a specific unified chat channels or something.
Yeah. That's true.
And then they're just.
Although that would kind of. I mean, that would sort of defeat the purpose, right? Because you don't want to. We wouldn't want people to lose the community that they were used to if they had to. If they decided to start playing another game instead of KOL, you know. So if people wanted to play another game but stay and trade, or you know, not trade necessarily, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like most of the really topical ones, you wouldn't want to necessarily be,
you know,
like hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, people are in there, you know.
I know,
like,
they have a community, but if they stop playing, you can have more than one chat channel open at the same time. It would people would pull.
Right, but I'm saying you're not gonna have. Okay, let's say we make 10 chat channels that are just universal chat channels. Like, all right, everybody from Hardcore hang out in this one, and then everybody from Valhalla also decides they want to hang out in that one. It's not.
Okay.
I want people to be able to. Ideally, people would be able to play a different game and maintain the exact same community, and I think that's fine.
I don't think that's a realistic goal.
I really think it should be all or nothing, though. I mean, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. That's the, I think that if you're playing, you know, Galaxy of Fear, you should be able to go into the chat and join channels that are like KOL_trade, KOL_whatever.
Huh.
And maybe there's some designator on your character. I mean, then what happens if you have a Galaxy of Fear account and no KOL account?
That's weird.
You know.
Well, maybe having a KOL account automatically also gives you a Galaxy of Fear account with the same name. As
yeah, and same deal. I mean,
and
then you,
your
you,
bank account
you've
has whatever meat total you have. With a million years of interest.
Mega credits.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you know, thought of that. It would kind of suck to open up a new game and all the names are already taken.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It would also suck to have two people with identity.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Absolutely would.
Yeah, that would also
steal somebody's identity.
Yeah.
Nido Chris says, had a friend of mine with an albino Akita who used the tomato juice cure, turned the dog slime green. Old wives were stupid.
Akita. What's an Akita?
It's like a husky.
Akita! Kadena! Tetsuo!
Yeah,
anyway.
You got that shampoo. That seemed to have worked.
Yeah, it did pretty much work. There's still a little bit of skunk aroma on him.
I didn't notice
a bit of skunk aroma.
But I also didn't get my nose up real close.
Yeah. Shop Troll says, with all the recent negativity in the gameplay forum, any chance of implementing a special quest involving purple ooze that feeds off people's negative emotions, along with an epic showdown at an ooze-covered hall of records with a crazed dictator from the kingdom's past who's been stuck in a painting? Not to mention helping the crackpot mystic create an anti-ooze that turns the superfluous fountain into a giant robot to help enter the hall?
I'm going to guess the chances of that are very low.
Yeah.
I was super, super disappointed by Ghostbusters 2. The original Ghostbusters was just awesome.
It's there's this interesting essay in a book about Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which talks about there are books or works of art that are in and of themselves not necessarily the greatest things, but like culture-bearing institutions. And I feel like Ghostbusters is one of those things where it's the script is pretty good, and I think it was pretty funny in and of itself, but like it's greater than that. However, whatever you find the quality of it, it's sort of a movie that's sort of it progressed sort of the notion of film a little bit. You know, it bore culture at a particular time and place forward.
I see.
Yeah, sorry. Did I mention that I got a degree in philosophy in college?
Liberal arts. Hippie.
Whatever. Psych man.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least I got a psychology degree at like a joke party school.
Like you ordered your school.
Yeah, like Archie McPhee's Institute of Liberal Arts. No. And I shouldn't say that. I mean, ASU is very much a joke party school if you're a freshman, and that, you know,
yeah, it's like
the sophomore class is like class. One, yeah, no, it's way less than half. It's like, really? It's like, yeah.
Huh.
And I mean, especially, like, yeah, that's the thing. Although, the bad thing about that is that as you move up through the sort of class hierarchy, the girls get less and less attractive.
Because
there are fewer and fewer of them. That's the thing. You go into a freshman class there, and it's just like the hottest five girls from every high school in America. It's like, damn.
Where did they go?
They probably earned their MRS, and then they, you know, go wherever their husband went.
Wow.
That's what a lot of them are there for.
To get husbands?
To get their MRS, yeah.
When they're freshmen?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or, you know, they fail out because they never go to class. Or they spend so much time doing their makeup to go to class.
Is it impossible for a woman to be both attractive and intelligent?
No, there were a few, and they were all already married.
Oh, okay.
So, it was...
It's difficult for a woman to be attractive, intelligent, and single.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think many of them are trying really hard either, so it's...
To be single?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying, is like... The good ones, they tend to be taken. As it were.
UberWiki says, now that antique stuff pulverizes into useless powder, would it be horrible if it no longer breaks in combat? Yes, it would.
Yeah.
It's perfect the way it is now.
Yeah. The whole point was for it to be overpowered but breakable. Mm-hmm. And we just never intended for it. This was a design decision that we screwed up on.
No, we didn't.
Because we weren't sitting in the chair when we coded
it. Perfect.
Yeah. Whatever.
Infallible. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, says Frozen Shoulders is still not adding cold damage to melee attacks. Fix plus, it's not supposed to add cold damage to melee attacks.
Oh.
It's supposed to add cold damage to spells. ACM writes a little essay about the teleportitis gate being terrible.
I will read it while you make funny jokes.
Now I'm on the spot.
Indeed.
Blazing Thunder says, the demon ninja doesn't have eyes. He needs eyes to kill people. You don't need eyes to kill people. Ask Rutger Hauer from Blind Fury.
Yeah, or Zatoichi.
Who's that?
He is a popular character in popular Japanese movies. He's this blind samurai dude. There's been like 12 or 15 Zatoichi movies.
So he's like Doctor Who?
Wait. Well, he's not... He's not crazy science fiction.
I guess I had no merit.
You don't think so?
What?
I mean... No. Sorry.
Blizzbob says, how does a female adventurer equip the tube sock? Same as a male on her foot.
Sessory
pervert. Artigel says, what would you guys think of scaling the bounty reward to the difficulty of the area you have to tackle to get the reward? I would think that that's not how I want it to work at all.
That's why there are three different bounties from three different difficulty areas. And they are all equivalent. So anyone can do them at any time.
Blizzbob says, on the sleeping knobgoblin guard, are the upward curved lines horns or the rotund bulk of a fat body? They're horns, just like on every other knobgoblin. Uh, War Junkie asks, why is it that Moxious Maneuver does not apply elemental damage bonuses? Well, it's because Moxious Maneuver is old and busted. And someday, Snipe and or Backstab will be the new hotness.
New hotness.
The new Bohemians. Monster says, did you realize that the jewel-eyed wizard hat would be abbreviated to Jew hat? No. It's funny that that happened.
That's true.
Do not care 95 says, why is it that no health is restored when the sorority nurse applies gauze to one of the player's wounds? If the quiet healer can heal you, then she should be able to as well. You shut up.
It was supposed to restore it. So.
I don't think so. I mean, I would imagine that's just one of Scully's miss messages was about her accidentally applying gauze to one of your wounds.
But, I mean, I think he asked you to have that actually recorded.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
Well, fine. I guess I'm just a bad person.
Yeah.
Te Uber Noober says, how about a wiki pirate? The wiki pirate could need citation and demand that you play in his sandbox. How about an item or enchantment that helps you run away from combat?
Besides the items that already help you run away from combat?
Or the skill?
Ichpundu says, can we make a can we get a make X or make max for jewelry crafting? Making them one by one takes forever. I never really imagined people making a whole lot of jewelry, I guess. Is
yeah. Because of the turn
cost? Yeah, because of the sort of big turn cost.
Are they just making it to sell in the mall or something?
Yeah, it could be.
Or because they can.
Yeah.
Southwest says, why is it that while logically every other pair of shoes in the game, tap shoes, lock and sock sandals, are limited to equipping one at a time, there is no such limit on clown shoes? Well, because clown shoes are not actually giant shoes. They're shoes that just become bigger than whatever you put inside them.
Right.
So you can just wear, if you're wearing two pairs of clown shoes, one of them is actually inside the other, and it's just even
yeah.
bigger.
Which is that much funnier.
Yeah. And they're good for storing stuff, too.
Like, just like dead clown bodies are, too. They sort of expand to whatever you want to put inside.
Yeah.
Clown purses. Clown backpacks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna go sit over here for a little while.
Jump the Shark says, boy, I started my first year of school. Boy, I started my school year off right. I was in my science class, and my teacher said, I teach chemistry the same way I couch football, to which I replied, drunk? Did any of you read any really good or really bad books in high school? Right now, we're reading To Kill a Mockingbird, which is a fucking awesome book. The worst book we ever read in class was a book called Mary Riley. It was a retelling of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from the perspective of his maid. His maid, for fuck's sake. I don't know, I mean, you know,
I just made Jick by Once a Future King, which I read, I think, as a freshman year.
A long time.
Like, reading list and going to high school.
Blue Shift was a retelling of Half-Life from the perspective of a security guard. A security guard, for fuck's sake, and it was pretty good.
I did not enjoy Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. I don't remember any other books that we were forced to read that I really hated. No, Walden. Oh my god!
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah,
the
Walden.
Shopping list.
Oh my god! I use that as the ultimate can't sleep here. Just two pages of Walden, and I was out.
My dad really liked it. I never actually made it past the first
of Walden, but reading it is just so boring.
Yeah,
like there's a couple of interesting passages, but they're couched in like just paragraph and paragraph and paragraph of boring detail.
So it's like Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I went there.
Lord of the Rings is kind of a boring travelogue.
Yeah, it really is. Well, not the travelogue part wasn't so boring to me as the just sort of history lessons in between every...
Really? I kind of like that.
The bit in the middle of the second book that I always skip was also the same bit in the second movie that I slept through.
It's interesting that some of the most interesting stuff in Lord of the Rings books were omitted from the movies. Like, Tom Bombadil is kind of like a really interesting portion and just kind of totally avoided.
Well, I mean, I can see, I mean, it was very interesting, but I can see if something was going to be taken out for reasons of space,
yeah,
I could see that,
yeah,
being
sure.
It.
It's self-contained.
Yeah, it doesn't relate to really anything, yeah, else. And
totally. And the movies are long as is.
Yeah, 11 hours.
Oh, that's what
they... With the extended versions.
I lent one of my... Like the second of the series to a friend like months ago. I haven't been able to sit down and watch all of them in a row.
It's
a long
man.
Time.
Just
is it you or the cat?
That was me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stop trying to play footsie with me.
I'm always afraid when somebody kicks my foot that it's actually a scorpion now.
Yeah. I haven't seen a scorpion in several days.
A live one, at least. We're reminded by the dead scorpions that we've, like, mounted everywhere. It's a reminder.
On pikes. Adam Sandler says, Rock Band/Jam Band flyers is an auto attack option, please. No. I'm not going to make every combat item an auto attack option. Bree says, if you make a food-based hobo as the next item of the month, please call it the Hungry Hungry Hobo. I was not thinking hungry. I was thinking, like, Hungry Hungry Hippo as the...
We could bring back the concept of the...
Sexy?
No, the... What was it? The feeders of the Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did... Because that was based around spherical objects as well, and we've already implemented that.
Oh, right.
Which was what?
I had this thing a long time ago that I wanted to put in as like a group of bad guys in KOL, the feeders of the Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I don't remember you talking about that.
Yeah,
that
was,
huh.
I mean, like, the first year when I was thinking of stuff to put in. Like, the deep fat fryers, the feeders of the Hungry Hungry Hippo, like, and I just never, like...
Hungry Hungry Hippo is pretty funny.
I loved that game when I was a kid.
We came up with a Sween Adam version of them, too.
Talentless Hack says, it sounds like you've taken a lot of heat over the Bounty Hunter Hunter. I just wanted to say that I love the change. It's great to see something with a strategic goal, especially one that multi-abusers can have the first day. What? Bravo. Actually, I love all the new content included with NS13. The whole thing has added a breath of vitality for me and made me look forward to my limited time to play KOL each day. And I think, you know, for every person bitching in the forums, there's a bunch of people that feel like this guy, so... Yay. Gleeb says, man, I had the worst day today. This black guy drugged me and stole two of my teeth. Incidentally, when did you have your wisdom teeth pulled?
I had all four of them taken out at one time.
I had all four taken out at one time. Did you have an experience with it?
Well, what I did is, it was kind of expensive, and I don't think I had health insurance at the time. So I signed up for this drug trial to knock off a couple $100 from the cost of the procedure. And so you're placed in one of these groups, and it's a double-blind study, so they don't know, and you don't know which group you're placed in. One of the groups gets no painkillers afterwards. One of them gets aspirin. One of them gets the drug that they're testing, and one gets, like, a combination of aspirin and the drug they're testing. The drug had already been approved by the FDA. It wasn't, like, crazy experimental. It was just, like, they're seeing whether it, in combination with aspirin, is more effective or whatever. So I was in excruciating pain for 8 hours after I woke up. So I either got just aspirin or nothing at all.
I didn't take any of the painkillers. I just sold them all.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it, like...
All right, good job admitting to a felony.
I took one. Yeah. I think I was a minor, so it didn't count.
Okay.
No, I guess I was 18, but yeah, there's all these horror stories of people getting their wisdom teeth taken out, and I wouldn't let them knock me out for the procedure.
Really?
Yeah, I was just fucking terrified of that. I don't ever want to get knocked out for anything. And, and it just wasn't a big deal. Like, they were like, do you want to listen to some music? And I was like, yeah, and the dentist looked at me and he was like, you know, you're not going to like any of the CDs we have. Hold on, let me get you something out of my car. and he goes out to his car, and he comes back with Murmur, like the first R.E.M. album. And I'm like, yeah, it's nice. He puts it on and gives me the nitrous, and I'm just sitting there kind of watching the walls shimmer. And then I start freaking out, and they were like, do you want us to take the gas away? And I'm like, yeah, please. And it seriously took like a half hour, just like yanked all my wisdom teeth out, and then sent me home, and I was
You're
like...
You're your jaw really wide, though. I don't want to be awake for that.
Yeah, it just wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't that big of a deal, and it didn't really hurt afterwards, and it, like, I...
Did you have any impacted teeth at all? Or?
I believe they were all coming in sideways. I mean, but they did it way ahead of time, right? Like, they did it way before they needed to.
Okay.
Like, because I got regular dental checkups, and they're like, you know, at some point, those are going to start hurting and you're going to have them taken out. And my mom was like, well, can you do it now? Because we got good insurance now. So, yeah, it's just not a problem at all. I went to the dentist a couple days ago. That'd be a dentist that I would not trust if I was unconscious in the room. He was kind of a goofy dude.
Some sort of ancient, like, medieval dentist.
Medieval dentistry, yeah. He sent this letter that was like, all like, are you tired of the hubbub and high-tech, stressful practices of other dentists?
I like high-tech in my dentistry.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Wow.
Wrought iron metal spikes that he heats and then he, like, pokes you in the side while he yanks out with a pair of rusty pliers. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. He learned dentistry from watching Castaway. he pulls teeth using an ice skate and a rock. Yeah.
You wake up a month later fishing. And
what happened? I slept so long I grew a beard. do you still have your wisdom teeth?
I'm not entirely sure. I had a couple teeth pulled when I was really young, but I don't know if they were wisdom teeth or just...
How young?
Like, 10-ish?
They tend to not do it that young.
Yeah. I remember my teeth were coming in... I mean, they were a little crooked. I had to get braces. I had braces for a while, but they weren't coming in sideways or anything. Although I did have, like, an extra front tooth that was up there getting ready to come in, and I don't know if they ever did anything about that or not.
Or if it's just still there.
If it's still in there, or if my skull went, oh wait, we don't need that, and reabsorbed it or something. I don't know what happened.
You should consult a phrenologist.
Maybe it rotated itself up at the top now.
On the top of your head.
I kind of wish I was like a shark and just had multiple rows of teeth, and then I could just like eat whatever I wanted and just rip the crap out of my teeth, but then they'd all fall out and I get a new set.
I remember reading a long time ago that they were working on the procedure whereby they could like reactivate the genetic code in the jaw that would cause a new tooth to grow. But I don't know if anything ever came of it.
Debbie, you could just get into as many fights as you wanted.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, getting your teeth knocked out is not that big of a deal, right? Because you can, like, fake teeth. That's one thing. You know, I'd rather lose all my teeth than one finger.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just...
I enjoyed having to clean out the holes after I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, I didn't...
That was kind of like a fun game.
That. It's weird. They closed up. Like, they were just...
They closed up after, like, a week.
No.
You didn't really have your wisdom teeth taken.
No, I
think you
totally
went to a shyster who didn't actually do anything.
No, I did. He
didn't
hurt. Right.
Didn't have
didn't
holes.
Hurt, and he just like beat up some hobo, pulled out four of his teeth, and handed them to me in a little bag after he was done.
Plaster cast.
I really want. I need to find my wisdom teeth so I can make a necklace out of them. Like I just really wanted to.
That's gross.
Yeah. No. I know.
Were they like broken
into
pieces?
What I think I had in a bag. No. They were.
Okay, if your teeth weren't broken into pieces, you did not have real wisdom teeth extraction. Like they were not in any way causing any problems at all.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Well, that's just smart.
Whatever.
Maybe I had some wisdom about the procedure that you didn't. Yeah. Anyway, but we used to have my grandpa's wisdom teeth in some sort of glass jar, and I was thinking, if I could track down my dad's and then make a necklace out of my grandpa's wisdom teeth, my dad's wisdom teeth, and my wisdom teeth, that I would then pass on to my son.
Yeah, that's great.
There was just this necklace of teeth that kept getting longer and longer.
That's kind of cool, actually. That's the kind of thing that would eventually turn out to be a magic item in D&D.
Yeah. Powerful artifact.
Yeah.
Keep you from getting cavities. Jump the Shark says, this really pissed me off in school today. As a joke, one of my teachers has a days until Christmas countdown on his board. This one Jewish girl saw it and said something like, how dare you be so insensitive to other religions, you racist prick? That pissed me off so much, I wanted to smack da bitch.
Huh.
You go, Jump the Shark.
I mean, whether or not you believe in that religion, it doesn't stop the fact that there are this many days until Christmas.
That's true. Also, being insensitive to other religions does not make you racist.
Yeah.
I guess unless it's against Jews. Are there any other religions that are race-specific?
I'm sure there are some that are predominantly...
I mean, like, Mormonism is definitely just for white people. I saw it and I was on fire. That's not for white people. You guys gotta look up what's that guy's name? Casper Hauser.
Yeah.
These American Life parodies that are really funny. Disky says, do you guys have an estimate on when we might start getting mid-level chef staves? Yeah, it's going to be one of those things that I just feel like doing at some point and do at some point.
So I'm guessing the future as opposed to the past.
This mouse does weird things on this table.
Like not work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do optical mice... optical mice were touted as this, like... awesome work on any service device, and they're just not as reliable as ball mice.
That's not true for me. My hands are so sweaty that, like, ball mice I have to clean, like, once every 3 or 4 days, or they just didn't work for shit.
Wow. I had one that was, like, a year, and then I'd clean it, and then...
No. The invention of the optical mouse was that was a happy day for me. Like, I was using optical mice when they were, like, $100 a piece, because they were just actually useful to me.
Wow.
Whereas ball mice were just a constant aggravation.
Interesting.
Yeah, so... Yes. Dr. Kier says, cactus fruit needs a redraw, as there's nothing more appetizing or painful than biting into a scrotum. If I want to bite a nutsack, I'll hunt squirrels, darn it. Lucifer Standard says, why do familiars no longer keep weight at Ascension? As a semi-casual player, I feel it limits my ability to play around with familiars while keeping a specialized one at the ready. Well, as a semi-casual player, why do you need to keep a specialized familiar at the ready? I mean, especially with the logarithmic curve of what you're getting out of them at different weights, I mean, any volleyball familiar, you know, is going to be okay for a semi-casual player at 5 or 10 pounds, you know? Bobulus says, dang, the basement is hard! Dang, the basement is hard! And then I was like, why'd you say it twice? And he's like, I didn't.
That's not even funny, man.
That's kind of funny.
It's funny if you know that joke.
Madeline says, since NS13, I've dropped the speed game and found that, playing casually, I tended to level up pretty well just doing what was necessary for quests and screwing around with Lucre, except at level 10, which, even doing the Hole in the Sky Lucre, left me halfway to 11 without much crap to do. Did I just play level 10 well, comparatively, or is the quest short? The quest is incredibly short.
There's
level 10 quest, there's just nothing to
it. There's a level 10 guild quest unrelated to anything else that is... not far from being done, so that'll help that out.
Completing the level 10 quest involves waiting for a single non-combat.
Once you get into the castle.
Well, I guess I didn't think of that.
You have to do the whole airship first.
Well, fine.
You have to get the beanstalk to grow.
But that doesn't count.
Okay. Alright. I mean, I'm not saying... in some cases, it can be really short. I mean, you can have extremely quick level 10s, but... on average, there's a bit to it. Plus unlocking the Hole in the Sky and doing that, all that stuff. If you wanted to at level 10, it's totally feasible. I'm not saying we couldn't put more content in there. I mean, one of the reasons those quests, level 11 and 12 quests, are so long is that it, especially for a casual player, it's hard to get. It's hard to get from level 10 to 11, 11 to 12.
Just by killing monsters. Well, yeah, we should. We should break. Crack. I don't know.
It's all up to you, man.
I never know what to listen to, man. Okay, I've got OK Computer in the Benz. You should recommend some songs.
Bitrate Variations.
OK Computer. Exit Music for a Film is what I like quite a bit.
Okay. That's 4 minutes and 24 seconds.
God, what's on the Benz? Is that one Creep or
no? It's got Planet Telex, the Benz, High and Dry, Fake Plastic Trees,
High
Bones,
and
Nice
awesome.
Dream, Just High and Dry. That's another 4 minutes, and then we should play something short. How about that Bitrate Variations? That's
a good one.
The back one.
Yep.
All right. So we'll see you guys in 10 or 12 minutes. Thank you.
tears today. We escape.
Jumps in a week, but you think that's
Says, the fancy bath slug is awesome. The instant I encountered it on my first MS-13 run, I realized how to defeat it. It still makes me smile every time I see it. Kudos, guys. Yeah, that was all riff.
That was something we came up with as soon as we came up with, well, the item that you used to defeat it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Yeah.
Glebe says, what is the point of having MP stand for different things depending on what class you are? At this point in the game, would it be that bad to change it to mana across the board? But what would be the point of doing that?
What is the point? It differentiates the classes, so you know what's going on.
Dr. Van Venmojo says, any chance we could go back to what you were doing, Lynx, in the level 12 content, like after you clear out an area full of ducks, for example?
What you were doing.
Like a context sensitive backlink? I don't think so.
Huh. Yeah.
Grethko says, thanks so much for putting in Bad Moon. Yeah, you're welcome. Video Crazy says, why is there no Limerick chat?
IQ chat, hard enough.
Yeah. Dang.
Grethko says, could you please make it possible to perm / hardcore perm the consumption skills from the Deep Fat Friars quest? No.
No fullness counter. That's in the radio question fact.
Yeah, I don't know. FUM a Dragon says, hey, how do you guys feel about derivative work? Say I had an idea for t-shirts that don't actually mention KOL or images of KOL, but do reference KOL. Should I get in contact with you about them or just go for it?
It depends.
Yeah.
How do you reference it without referencing content?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
Are you
going to
sell the shirts or give them away, or is it just for you and like a couple friends? Like,
don't make any money off of our intellectual property.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Yeah, if you want to make some shirts that you would wear to school and give to your friends, I don't think that's a big deal. Well, as long as, I mean, we wouldn't want people duplicating the shirts that we actually sell.
Yeah. Probably.
D. Melidi says, when first joining a clan, you can't use the Rumpus Room until after rollover. Why is that? Yep, that is the first time that has ever come up, so I think my assessment that it's not a big deal that it works that way is probably true. It is because of the stuff that we wanted to do with Rumpus Rooms being sort of interfered with by the whitelist system. Right? We didn't want you to be able to bounce from clan to clan and use
every bit of equipment.
It's not supposed to be like that. It's just that there's not a good way to make it not like that. Video Crazy says, can you add more content to the 8-bit realm, like making choices on proceeding into dungeons and getting items or something if you make the right ones?
Also sound effects.
Yeah. I would not mind. I would not mind adding some content to the 8-bit realm.
We could expand the 8-bit realm into a subzone, sort of like the upcoming pirate revamp. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, you know, we could make it a lot harder. And I don't know how I feel about it, though. Like, right, because I don't... Part of what I like is that you only get pixels in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it could expand by wearing the pixel outfit.
Yeah. That's true. Then it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't really... People wouldn't ever expand it.
Right.
During an Ascension run. That sucks, though, because that's like one of the most boring things during an Ascension run, right? And people will be like, oh, great, they finally added some content. This won't be so boring every Ascension run. Oh, but wait, it's suboptimal to see the content, so I'm not allowed to see it.
Yeah. The guy sent me a PM that says, T-shirts that say things like, I paid a gnome 5,000 meat to learn to wear this T-shirt.
That's funny.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's cool.
Zortag says, why does the Naughty Sorceress remove Pie in the Face? It is not a positive buff, and it would be cool if it stayed. It could be that Pie in the Face is not considered...
Let me check.
Yeah, see how Pie in the Face is marked in the new and terrifying effects peddler. Pie in the Face is mixed bag.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you're going to have to look that up.
Well, I don't think it does anything... That's the thing. I don't think it does anything positive to you. I think that you get a slight positive effect when you wipe it off. Right? Which you can't do during combat. So there's really not a reason for the Naughty Sorceress to get rid of it.
I mean, if you look it up, are you sure that it doesn't do anything positive?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm sure.
Does it decrease your charisma score?
Probably. It is effect 228, and well, I'm already right there on the thing. It does nothing.
You sure?
It must be hard-coded for in fight somewhere, but it does nothing to the player object.
Alright.
Yep.
It's because the overall effect is humbling. Humbling.
Sailor Bowser asks in a PM to me, which is not the way to send questions. Any chance of there being new pixel-crafted items, such as a pixel boomerang ranged weapon or a pixel bomb combat item? Yeah, I'm okay with that. The boomerang and then some sort of mist weapon, like somebody suggested.
A fairy.
A fairing?
Fairy. A consumable. Three consumables.
A fairy?
Yeah.
Like to take you across a river?
Yeah.
No thanks. I'll caulk my wagon.
Yeah, you like to cock wagon.
I always was into the wagon cocking.
I still think I would like to make Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail?
I just don't think that it would actually be any good.
Why?
It's just...
Oregon Trail was a fun game.
Right, Oregon
we
Trail was a fun game.
Hours playing it.
Right.
When we were kids.
Yeah, we were easily entertained when we were kids.
Fine. Oregon Trail would be funnier.
It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be funny. A game where when you win, somebody's grandma dies of cancer is not funny.
I
actually think that that's pretty funny, but like, it wouldn't
be
funny.
We should do the puppy smashing factory game. I think that's a great idea.
Oregon Trail. Partly because the way that I would envision it, you would actually be learning about the human body.
it would be accurate.
Sure. And the more accurate it is, the less fun it is.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. CNC OW Data says, can you provide some reasoning behind these super unlikely not non-combats that proliferate NS-13? That is to say, Azazel and the Kirpt bosses. It's really frustrating to have no control, e.g. non-combat, minus combat. Well, the reason that so many things are handled by the super likely code in NS-13 is so that it is to minimize RNG screwage in Ascension runs. It makes it so you're never going to... It's never going to take you 10,000 turns to get one of the Crypt mini-bosses, which before, that was possible. Very unlikely, but possible. So, that's why those are like that. Man, my mouth still hurts from that dentist trip.
When he knocked you out and stole a couple of your teeth. Replaced them with fakes. So they could make some sort of artifact.
Nothing that they did hurt until they... I got some... As a result of this letter that I took in, I got free whitening trays for some kind of whitening treatment that they had to take impressions, and that was like the most painful and horrible part of it. Was
I thought they just made like a wax cast of your teeth.
Yeah, but they take these giant plastic things, fill them with like cookie dough, and then stuff them into your mouth, just like filling your entire mouth. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't. Maybe I was, you know, I was too big. My teeth were too big for a medium, but a large is way too big for me. I don't really know. She kept holding stuff up to my face to see how big it was.
Bigger than a moon pie. Bigger than a bread box.
AkAkAk47 says, can we have Mr. Fix-It, Fix-It Good, fixing all the girls in the neighborhood? I don't know what that means.
Can we have lolcats in the valley?
No.
Oh, come on.
We cannot have lolcats in the valley.
Come on. That could be an ultra rare. Lolcat.
Play It Sam says, question on the Tome of Transcendent Olfaction. Does it grant a hardcore permanent skill immediately on use, like a snow cone tome, or is it like the really expensive jewel crafting book that you have to perm post-run? If the latter, then anyone who uses it in a casual run is totally screwed out of 200 days of lucring. Well, actually, it grants you a skill that lasts exactly one day.
It's like the meatsmithing guy,
doesn't
it? And
it goes away.
It's like...
What is?
The Tome of... It's like, oh, by the way, here's how the odor extractor works.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
It's got a use link, and it just gives you some text.
Yeah, it just gives you some text, yeah. That's what it does.
Yeah.
No, I was wrong about it, giving you a skill that lasted for one day.
I mean, it could do anything, right? Just because it's expensive doesn't make it good.
Inferno Hero says, you also said on the show that you meant for a run to take 6 weeks. This was pre-Ascension. Did it ever take that long? If so, when did it start to shorten up? I don't remember how long the first hardcore runs took.
It took us a pretty reasonable amount of time when we were first testing Ascension. But
What did?
Hardcore. But, it got pretty crazy. Changed. Optimized as people learned about it. I think my first hardcore run during Ascension testing was like 50 odd days. Of course, I'm not very good at this game.
Dr. Van Mojo says, why does an unidentified jerky require level 9? It only gives 3 adventures per fullness, and although its stats per fullness are decent, it's not as though at level 9 you couldn't get more stats with the extra adventures you'd get from something else. Overall, have you considered re-examining the level requirement formula to put less of an impact on stats and more of an impact on adventures? Overall, the level requirement formula is entirely based on adventures and it doesn't take stats into account at all. Only in stuff where we've, like, hand-altered it does it take stats into account.
I'm betting that was added after you did this sweep.
Yeah, I think that it probably was, and I mean, it's, you know, something that drops in a level 11 quest, so it's got a level 9 requirement. You know.
Yeah.
That was pulled out of my ass, and, you know, if it was useful enough that you would want to be able to use it at level 8 or level 7 or level 6 or whatever, you know, then I don't want you to, because it's from a higher level quest. And if it's not, then it shouldn't matter. Inferno Hero says, have the non-combats in the frat house always been there, talking about what looks like hippie attacks?
Ooh.
We put those in pre-NS15, didn't we?
No.
Really?
They were in NS15. They rolled with NS15.
I thought you had put them in earlier. I thought we'd been very clever.
No. Turnaround says, could Harold's Hammer be an about-right weapon for low levels, in addition to being something you can give back to him? Maybe make returning it to him a choice adventure similar to the follow the pencil neck demon, where it keeps coming back every 10 to 20 adventures. Sad, poor little Howard. How we would abuse him. I mean, I think you mean Harold.
Maybe he's talking about the duck.
Could be. I remember there being really cool lightning effects in Howard the Duck, but I never actually saw all of it.
I
just remember thinking that the girl in it was hot.
Really?
I don't even remember if that was true or not, because I can't remember what she looked like.
House says, I don't have time to listen to your shows live, but I've listened to all the newest archive shows for the past year or so, and I just want to start by saying thank you for an awesome game, pre and post NS13. And also, thanks for introducing me to Neutral Milk Hotel. Two-Headed Boy is one of the greatest songs ever written. Anyway, I was writing in regards to your update of the pirate area and wanted to give my 2 cents. The non-disguised adventures could be in an encampment of the shore where you get the outfit. Once you have it, you go to a Spooky Raven Manor-style pirate ship with X new zones and adventure places like the galley, mess hall, and the poop deck. There can even be a subquest where you can battle a mini-boss pirate captain or semi-rare creatures like a kraken or Davy Jones's ghost. So anyway, keep up the excellent work, don't listen to the haters, and put a goddamn sell button on the bottom of the sell items page. Thanks. Your description was very, very similar to what we are doing with
somebody,
the pirate thing.
Somebody got their Mr. Magnifico pills, as we said.
Well, I mean, he probably just hadn't read. He also hadn't read the thing I wrote in the forums that was basically a description of doing exactly that.
I didn't know you'd
done. No, it was a long time ago that I put that in there. But, yeah, no, that's awesome. I like that there are a lot of people who don't listen to the shows live, but listen to them for the archive, yeah.
Read the archives.
Yeah.
With their ears.
And yeah, Two-Headed Boy is one of the greatest songs ever written. Professor Tank says, just out of curiosity, how much text is there in the kingdom? Lines? Words? Megabytes? I did a count once.
Yeah.
Of lots. Words. And I don't remember.
Lots of them. It's hard because there's a lot of text in code.
Text in code, yeah. That's very difficult to count. Stone5150 says, why is duct tape and the stuff you make out of it untradeable? Because it's sticky.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's soon as you pick it up, it's stuck to you.
Yep.
And you don't really put it back in your sack when you unequip it. You just stick it to your back. So it's like not in the way.
It's also another thing for you to collect that you can't trade. Because it's cool.
It's true.
Has anyone made the 10,000 duct tape item yet?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt if they've been able to farm that many duct tapes.
That's true.
Answer S says, could the asterisk be used as a wild card for private messages? For example, message star hello would send hello to a random player. No.
Especially since what that would actually mean is sending it to every player.
Yeah, not so much.
Bad Aim of the 4000 said, if all of you were trapped in the asymmetric studio for a really long time, who do you think would be the first to be cannibalized? That's come up a lot.
Frighteningly often.
Zangetsu.
Yeah.
We could eat off Zangetsu for a week.
Yeah.
Giant cat. He's kind of like a puma.
That's true. Like those pumas in Castlevania. He doesn't move until you get close to him, and then he sort of dives at you. And
have you ever watched the Red versus Blue stuff?
A couple of them.
Oh yeah. Stop making up animals.
I wanted to download and watch all of them, but
YouTube.
I guess I could find them on YouTube. I went to their actual site, but they only host them in like rotating order.
Yeah, they
like you have to watch them and like turn your head.
Yeah, they can't sustain the. I mean, I have the first 2 seasons on DVD.
Oh, do you? Yeah, I'd like to borrow that.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like it was entertaining, but not quite entertaining enough for me to actually want to watch all of them.
Yeah, me too.
It's just too the density of humor is too low. But I mean, as far as Machinima or however it's pronounced, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
you know they don't try to overdo it is the thing. But I've seen some shorts with World of Warcraft Machinima
that are pretty freaking
There's the Switch commercials. The Frost Shock and there were a couple of the Fight Club really one.
Have you seen that one?
No.
There's a scene from Fight Club as done by the group of players or whatever, and it's really, really well done.
Which scene?
The I want you to hit me as hard as you can scene.
Awesome.
It works really well. The fact that they're adding movie capture just to the native Mac client is going to be kind of neat too. Mm. You don't have to bother with all the other stuff. I think Riff and I are both going to be acquiring new computers come the next version of the Mac OS.
Yep. I have to kind of do the internal wrestle of do I buy the computer first or buy a car first?
You spend a lot more time on the computer than you
will
on a car.
I know. The computer is probably going to win.
Oh, man. October 31st, we will be able to, in the words from the forums of the game that we can't tell anybody about.
Oh.
opening the game to the public, so you'll be able to free to tell anyone you want or spoil it on your favorite online radio show daily that is not a podcast.
I'm so sorry.
Has there been updates lately?
No, but it looks like there's about to be.
Cool.
So.
Woo!
Getting excited. October 31st. Big day, both for the dressing up and...
All Hallows Eve.
Yeah. Neat.
Why don't we celebrate All Hallows Day? Or Deathly Hallows Day, or whatever.
excuse me.
Also, why didn't Deathly Hallows come out on 7/7/7?
It would have been a good birthday present for me.
I know. Not that you would have read it on
that day. Man. On 7/7 of 07, I turned 13 backwards. It's like the bad luck and the good luck totally cancel each other out. Yeah.
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 That's stretching a little.
No, it's not.
Whatever.
Wait, are you telling me that some numerology is a stretch?
What?
What?
Why is the spooky chef staff so weak compared to the others? Is it perhaps because the spooky staff is the weakest of the staff?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, people are expecting them to be in bands of quality, and they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, there are definitely some high-level ones that are very similar to one another, but, yeah. I need to make a bunch of chef staves. I really do. Because 8 is not enough. 8 is not enough. Sakatoa says, do Cyclops eye drops work as intended? I tried them on the bean bats and I didn't seem to get any item increase, if that's what they seem to do. I don't know what site. I mean,
I forget what it is so hard.
I believe they're item drop increaser, and it's they should. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward thing to not work.
I mean, the problem is that because of the randomness of things, you can't necessarily be sure that it's not working. If it pushes you over 100% and you're not getting the drops, then it could be a problem.
Yeah.
But
if you don't know what the drop rate is, I mean, because it should be the case that Cyclops eye drops alone as an item drop increaser, there are certain items that will be made 100% item drops that no other increaser alone would make 100%. Right. So it's should be fairly easy to test.
I'm pretty sure that it should work.
Dr. Van Mojo says, now that the imp is as weak as it can be, is there any chance you could let people get more than one of them so they could put them in their display cases? I mean, would letting people get one imp larva per ascension as if they want really be worse than the current situation with fuzzy dice? Yeah, I'm against that.
I'm going to say that the way it is a memento to a... to a failed hope.
We were curious as to how badly we were going to be disappointed by that, yeah. And we found out. You know, it was a.
And anyway, once you've, I'll be charitable and say once you've solved the puzzle, then you've got your imp. I mean, why? What benefit is there to collecting more than one of it?
Well, to put them in your display case.
One for your terrain, one for your display case, or multiple for your display case, or whatever.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you've got one in your terrarium, then everyone knows you got it.
Yeah.
And since it's in no way random,
I was
typing the word
that
more
it
than
took
once isn't any.
What, a week for that to be solved in serious
numbers or whatever. Like that, that was reasonably satisfying to me.
Right.
I think the biggest mistake we made was not in, was in it not being playing on the surface that you shouldn't tell
hosted on.
Yeah.
On ass. Whatever.
Ask them, I felt
yeah, ask or well, just or just the people that were working it out publicly together in the forums because they didn't. There wasn't anything telling them that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll come up with some more stuff like that. The level 10 guild thing I was talking about earlier that's nearly done is another big.
The one that's been nearly done for like 2 years.
Yeah.
So sad.
What are you talking about?
The dwarf
orbs.
Oh, yeah, that's a neat quest.
Yeah.
It's been neat for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a that's a big old puzzle.
Yeah.
That I think people will like.
Also hate.
Yeah.
Remember? Design decision.
Yeah.
FU I'm a Dragon says, as to the last show, what if they had Asperger's, but like all they could shout was like nice things and compliments? I like your eyes. Sorry about that. I have Asperger's. Your hair smells nice. I think you're confusing Asperger's and Tourette's, which is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny, but it's exactly the kind of thing somebody with Asperger's would do. Because it requires a lot of social skills to and empathy to be able to understand what Tourette's is.
If you haven't, you should read Curious Incident of the Dark with the Dog in the Nighttime.
It's very good.
Yeah.
That's
also very quick.
It's a very, very short book.
What is that about? Is that just a...
It's a story from the perspective point of an autistic kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the title reminds me of The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one about all the people with all the
weird, like, synesthesia and things like that, yeah.
I would like to read that, but I never have.
Yeah, me neither. But my psychology teacher at school recommended it to us, and she was pretty cool.
Were you having problems distinguishing your wife from a hat?
I have a hat. I think. Maybe I'm actually married. Oh, my God. Honey, I'm sorry I've been sticking all those pins and buttons in you.
you hang your wife on that staff. It's kind of weird.
Huh. Where did you get that hat?
In Boston.
Oh, right, right.
Okay. Wait, was that from one of the random stores we bought clothing from?
Yeah, I bought it because it's the same kind of hat that Lister wears in White Dwarf, and it was also very warm, and my head was very cold. I put all my pins
on. Are you all ready for a return trip?
Sure.
Awesome. It's going to be fun.
I'll have to remember to take the hat with me.
I've invited the pretentious artist and and his soon-to-be wife to come out at some point. Because I think she's a teacher, and so I think it would have to be during their spring break. But that'd be a fun trip, too. So I might have to be there during spring break.
Oh, sure.
Just so you know.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's okay. I didn't want any work done.
Ever.
Gizal says, who came up with Aedi Kitty? That was just an awesome idea on so many levels, especially with the actual use of an ancient Egyptian word and the fact that it rhymed. That was all riff.
That was me. And that aspect of it was a complete coincidence, because I was like, what's Egyptian for hello? Oh. But thank you. Yes.
Did I tell you that we should do a mummified Hello Kitty, or did I just say put monsters in the in
no,
the
you pyramid? Said you said a mummified cat of some okay. sort. You wanted a cat.
And you
and
made
it
Hello
made
Kitty.
It. Yeah, yeah.
I do not understand Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty is weird, man.
It's just one of those things that, like, people get into it, and they're, like, really rabid Hello Kitty fans, and they're, like, otherwise normal human beings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what has happened to you?
And Naked Jew says, have any of you gotten around to reading Lizzie's story yet? It's really, really good. I haven't yet. I bought a copy of it, and then my mom bought a copy of it and gave it to me, thinking that I didn't have it. And
is that what
it is? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, I have not read it yet. Steven421 says, what are good meat farming stuff?
That's a good question. What are good meat farming stuff?
Bunch of people asking why chat can't be available during rollover. Because chat is running on the same database as everything else, and that database needs to not have any activity on it so that it can be backed up properly during rollover.
Pixie's not asking if we can have a blacklist option on clans. be kind of fun. The opposite of a whitelist.
Stock says Icon has cheeseburger.
Lolcats.
Whiskey Jack says, I hate you guys for nerfing my tattered scraps so badly. We didn't nerf them that badly.
What did you...
Well, remember, we did the nerf them with NS13. We lowered the chance and then put in a new item that was equivalent to the old tattered scraps.
No, it was better.
Was it better? What is the new item? I mean,
do you remember? It's like 90 or something.
But no, but what item is it? I don't remember what item it was.
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it a semi-rare?
No.
Is it a spoiler?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, if somebody can tell us.
Was it something from the Oasis? I just don't remember.
But yeah, lolcats are funny. Ha, ha, ha.
I still read iconhascheeseburger.com.
Do you?
Every day or every couple of days. But they're not as funny as they were at the beginning. I think people are running out of ideas. Have you seen the, somebody's does like the old style comic strips, like in the style of like Barney Google and the original Blondie and stuff like that, but it's these two cats saying lolcats things.
No.
And using this as to claim that he invented the lolcats phenomenon 60 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen that.
They're pretty funny.
Valendilf says, why on trivial updates do you keep using the word significantly? Well, it's the green smoke bomb.
There's something else too. It's interesting.
Is there?
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Oh, I think people know about that too.
Do they know about it fully though?
I don't know.
All right.
Enter the Wumpa says, what are your thoughts on some of the moral implications in BioShock, Jake? I mean, so far, maybe a third of the way through the game, I feel like pretty much the same way that the zero punctuation guy feels, which is that, like, oh, okay, so my choice, each moral quandary is, do I kill this little girl, or do I rescue this little girl from, you know, servitude to a parasitic slug? Like, that seems pretty limited.
And the fact that it's just a single choice is kind of annoying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and also, to me, it's kind of frustrating that, like, if you chose wrong the first time by accident or whatever, that the ending would be
yeah, doesn't just
one.
Only messing it up once kill your ending?
I don't know.
I don't actually.
What I've been led to believe.
I don't know how far through the game I am. I feel like I'm in like the third mission of I have no idea how many.
You've gone through several different areas.
I'm very completionist about it, which I maybe ought to stop doing because I feel like it's going to take me so long to beat it at that rate that I will
have forgotten that it exists.
That I won't actually finish it. Whiskey Jack says, Pabst is one of the cheap, crappy beers we drank in college. It gives you crazy beer shits. I don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe you're eating the bottle. I think I should stop eating the bottle.
You don't see Pabst in bottles very often.
Really?
I usually think of it as cans. I mean, you can get it in bottles.
Yeah. No, I guess the only place I really drink it is when I go to Bukowski's and I want something that's cheap. That's like the cheapest beer they have.
But, yeah. I tend to not want to drink a whole lot of cheap beer because I always end up getting really bad headaches. Or the 3-2 blues, as it is sometimes described.
3-2 blues?
A lot of cheap beers, 3.2% alcohol. There are states where there are different drinking ages for different alcohol contents.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Naked Jew says, in unrelated matters, the worst book I ever had to read in school was The Member of the Wedding. Never, ever read this book. I remember not caring so much for Johnny Tremaine. And I don't really ever... I didn't like Huckleberry Finn, although I feel like I would probably like it now.
Huh.
If I read it now. I don't like being forced to read stuff on a specific schedule.
Yeah. One of my favorite classes was called Hit Lit, which was like history and literature, and we would read stuff from an era and then also learn about the history of that era at the exact same time. It was like a
2-period-long class. Really hard, but we had to read a lot of stuff very, very, like, every night. Hundreds of pages or whatever sometimes. And you kind of get used to it. Like, I, when I was in high school, I'd read just, like, tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff, and then now I just don't read very much that isn't on a computer. Mm-hmm. And it's harder for me to...
You don't read anything except the World of Warcraft forums?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Omglal Nub says, speaking of Ghostbusters, my grandfather was the mayor in the movies. Oh man, Omglal Nub is famous. Minxie says, speaking of D&D, how can I get the guys at the gaming store to stop talking to my tits and start talking to my face when I go in to buy dice bags? How many dice bags do you need? It can't be that serious of a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it's dime bags.
I see. I see. And Naked Juice says, that Jewish girl in Jump the Sharks class sounds like a real bitch. I'd smack her, too. And then Smoot says, Jews are just mad because they did 9/11.
Okay, that sentence is ambiguous, right? Because they could refer to somebody outside the sentence entirely, right? So Jews are mad that somebody did 9/11, right? Or...
I mean, I think the obvious implication is, yeah, that, is that Jews didn't know... Man, glory be to the Gay Nigger Association of America. That made me so happy to see that on CNN there is a screenshot of a GNAA website talking about, like, oh, look at it, look at how much anti-Semitism there is on the web, and the prime example was something put up by the GNAA.
That's awesome.
Best trolls ever.
It's funny that they've sort of institutionalized trolling.
Yeah. Amanda Carrick says, if you're going to expand the 8-bit realm, could you do some references to Lufia 2? I've never played Lufia 2.
Lufia 2's good.
I've played it, but I don't remember it, because I kind of lump it in with all the various Super NES RPGs that I played in emulator, and I don't remember which one was which.
Both of the few games were pretty awesome.
Really? And they're Super Nintendo?
Yeah. I have the ROMs.
I mean, I have every Super Nintendo. I mean, no. Gibbock loaned me a copy of every Super Nintendo game, and I... No, wait. And I can always go back and play them in my memories of that day when I played through every single Super Nintendo game.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, I know. I'm all worried about covering up for pirating ROMs after admitting to selling prescription painkillers. It's not like I went out, like, door-to-door to grade school kids being like, hey, you want to buy some painkillers? My friend was like, hey, you know, if you...
We're taking a band
I'll
trip.
I'll give you $50 for that bottle of pills if you're not going to take them. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I have here's my Lufia 2 to-do list from, like, the last segment of time that I was playing it. Get special attacks for all capsule monsters. Clear out Ancient Cave and beat Master Jelly.
What? So on your computer, at your fingertips, you have your Lufia 2 to-do list?
Yeah.
What program is that in? Is it just like a notepad doc? Is like a
yeah,
like
yeah. I keep notes. When I'm playing a complicated RPG, I take notes.
Huh.
I always mean to, and then I don't. Because, like, I'm partway through Metroid 3 now, and really wish I'd written down the places where I'd seen the doors that I couldn't open because I didn't have the weapon yet. And
yeah,
that makes more sense to do that up front. Yeah.
Like, one thing that I really want in Metroidvania games on the DS screens is the ability to annotate the map using the stylus, and there's no reason not to do that.
Metroid 3 is really good, by the way. It actually makes me interested in playing FPS games on the console if they come out with some more interesting ones for the Wii, because the control system for it is so smooth.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not quite... I wouldn't say it's as comfortable and easy as keyboard and mouse, but it's right up there.
You've played Secret of Mana and Secret of Evermore, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah. We were waiting. We were going to play through Secret of Mana together. We were going to get another gamepad and play it.
That'd be awesome.
Player on the emulator. I think it would be. I think it'd be a good team building experience for us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so let's go get you a I still
have
get a
gamepad.
You have a gamepad in Boston. Okay. The one that I have is perfect, and it costs $10. So I think we can probably afford to get you another
one. We shouldn't
one.
Do it this trip, though, is the problem.
Why not?
Because we have a lot of stuff to do.
Well, we don't have shit. We ain't got shit to do.
When Nightmare gets here, we gotta work on our secret project.
No. Valandilv says, "Can I have a Mr. A every time Jake uses the phrase 'pulled out of my ass'?" No. Sparemeister says, "Howard the Duck, Leah Thompson, I think. Yes, hot." And Naked Juice says, "The chicken Howard the Duck was hot indeed."
Leah Thompson, huh?
Let's see.
Weep says, "I was waiting for that secret unspoilable game for so long, my forum password expired."
There was some sort of explosion that destroyed everybody's forum account. It wasn't
was it 9/11?
Expired. It was just that the forum stuff got
the
moved.
Forum accounts were stored in
the world.
Southwest says, "Does everyone on the asymmetric team know how to write PHP, or is there anyone who only writes content?" Really, only me and Xenophobe write the PHP.
I can proofread PHP.
Yeah, he can. He can edit PHP if he has to.
I would be very hard pressed to write an entire script on my own.
Well, not really. You'd be hard pressed to write an entire script for the game, but that's mostly because you don't know the sort of vagaries of the build system and stuff that we have. I mean, there are definitely like some reporting stuff that Hot Stuff has written on his own.
I sort of only learn as much as I have to get by. Sort of like life, really.
You're very lazy like that.
Kinda.
Southwest says, "Jick, whatever became of the bookshelf idea? I'm curious if you guys are actually considering it or if it got scrapped. Just hadn't really been talking about it much. I mean, I like it a lot."
Can you explain more fully what you guys are talking about? Because I thought I understood what it was, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
So, my idea. Wait. We're out of questions, but this is going to take a few minutes. My idea is so that we can do Mr. Skills. This is developed after some input from players, too. So,
yeah.
So that we can continue to do Mr. Skills without having to worry about the sort of power creep that is going to come along with adding them. We
create slots in a bookshelf.
Not really slots. I mean, like, everybody who currently has Summon Snow Cones or Summon Candy Hearts or Summon Hilarious Items gets a bookshelf in their campsite with that book on it instead. On a given day, you can use one tome.
One grimoire, one library.
Well, not... That's the thing. You can use one tome.
Okay.
Every time you use a Librum, it increases the cost, but you could switch back and forth between them. It would just every Librum would have the same cost scaling mechanism as...
Oh, I see.
As the...
And they don't
the
work.
Current,
as the candy hearts.
Yeah.
And you could use as many grimoires as you wanted. Like, the grimoires would just each be limited per day or whatever.
Okay.
Right? So it would just be another little sub-menu in the campground so that, you know, you could go in. And basically, we introduce a new Mr. Skill, like a new Mr. Store item that is we changed olfaction to the manual of transcendental. I mean, not really manual. Like, we come up with another
book.
Synonym for book and have that be, you know, just different.
Pamphlet.
And that way we can do another tome and another Librum every year that do something, you know. I mean, the tome of you know, summoning a bunch of combat items, the Librum of summoning a bunch of I don't know, whatever, you know. But we can do other things that are not saying we're going to reintroduce the Tome of Snow Cones, but we're going to introduce another, you know.
Okay, so we're not reintroducing Snow Cones.
No, never,
okay.
Ever.
I don't know why. I don't know why
suggest that, and everybody thought that in that thread, and I like.
That was I was confused too.
I mean, I was curious as to what would happen if we mechanically reintroduce, you know, if we introduced, you know, ice cream cones, you know, and you had a tome of ice cream cone summoning that you could use that instead of snow cones, and they gave you the same effects, but I don't think that's a good idea, you know. Like,
right.
I was briefly considering that, but that got shot down pretty quickly, and I sort of agree that it's a bad idea. But I'm just saying, you know, if we made something that was, you know, a tome of something else summoning...
What
even
about
if
a
they
tome
were,
of tome summoning?
It could be a tome of tome summoning. Even if they were a potion item that just did stuff that maybe it overlaps the snow cones to some extent, or maybe it doesn't. You know, maybe it's entirely different things. Maybe we introduce a tome of summoning stuff whose functionality overlaps the hearts, and a Librem of summoning stuff whose functionality overlaps the snow cones. But it would just make it so that we could do Mr. Skills as items of the month, because, you know, like, I do not want there to be 500 familiars in the game 5 years from now, you know? Like, I don't want to be limited to doing familiars or equipment that we haven't done equipment for that slot yet or whatever. Right. Forever. And it's just that I really like the idea of having that design space open, and I really hate the idea of people just gaining these insurmountable advantages by having been around for forever. And I don't know, you know, people are like, no way, I don't want you to, like, I already paid for my Tome of Snowcone Summoning, and I don't want you to nerf it. And are we nerfing it? I mean, no, we're saying that this new item of the month, you can't use it on
future,
the same day.
You're, like, deprecating future items in a weird way. You know what I mean? Like, it's an interesting idea. It's just the fact that it's mutually exclusive with an item from the past or future is strange.
Yeah.
Completionists would probably get it just to have it.
Well, and if the new one does something significantly different, people will get them just to have the choice.
Yeah.
We should throw a new Grimoire item out there. I should write down the one that
if only there were more funny items in the world for you to carry.
I think the next one I want to do is one that annotates, like, rimshot on the end of chat messages.
But can it be, can it also sometimes annotate from job?
Yeah.
Nice. Enter the Wumpa says, Metroid 3 has a map, and it's really easy to tell if a door has been opened on it.
Yeah, but it doesn't include things like a space where there's a hunk of metal that you need a certain weapon. Like, it doesn't include things that aren't doors.
I know what you... So. I understand your pain in games like that.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to probably call it quits here. Yeah, again, I always have such a hard time figuring out what song to go out on. What's the song that has, I thought that if I had an acoustic guitar... It meant that you were a protest singer.
I don't remember. It was the Smiths, right?
Yeah.
I was never into the Smiths.
I think it's Shakespeare's Sister. Alright.
There's a band called Shakespeare's
Sister.
Yeah,
I know. Alright, so we're going to hand off to A Dead Heart, and you guys are going to love that. And we'll see. I don't know if I'll do a Monday show or not. Probably not. Probably see you Thursday.
Because of Con coming.
Yeah,
will we do a Thursday show?
Yeah, we'll do a Thursday show.
Okay. All right.
See you.
Coming up next week.
Ooh.
Good night, you guys.